I have just finished my walk in Timberleague and come into Charlie Madden's pub, which is highly recommended, and rightly so. Charlie is a great character, and I'm just chatting to Tim Crowley, who runs the Michael Collins Centre in Clonakilty. Is that right, Tim?
Well, it's between Timberleague, where we are now, okay, and Clonakilty, just okay, more or less halfway between the two places.
When was the centre set up?
We set the centre up in 2000. Yeah, we opened mid-June to mid-September full-time for off-road visitors, but we opened at any stage for coaches. Now, we're kind of an unusual centre because my grandmother was a cousin of Michael Collins, so I grew up listening to stories about him from her. And that was my father's mother. But then my mother's mother then was born in the valley where we live. And her family, my mother's people, have been there since 1747. So, and then my mother's people were millers. And of course the mills, like the blacksmith's forges in the old days, that's where all the history was passed on. So yeah. I grew up in a diet of oral history.
So you're a natural storyteller.
Well, it's in my genes. Yeah. But my grandfather was one, and my uncle and so on as well, from my mother's side. So for 95% of what we do at the centre is interpreting the life of Michael Collins. Okay. And basically what happens when your visitor comes in the morning, we put on a film, 20 minutes long, called the Michael Collins Tour. Mm-hmm. And it spends 20 minutes visiting the Collins sites around the Clonakilty and West Cork area, the important ones, where he was born, where he went to school, where his mother came from, and of course where he died as well, Bail na Blá. And then when the film is over, we actually do a live talk, which is kind of unusual for heritage centres. The talks could last from 20 minutes to an hour. When all that's over, we put on an archive film, a lot of old film footage of Michael Collins and interviews with people who were around at the time and all of that. And then we went up to County Kildare there, I suppose it was 7 years ago, to the big military camp in the Curragh. And up there they have the armoured car that was with Michael Collins the evening he was shot. It's called the Sliabh na Mban. It's a Rolls Royce Whippet armoured car. So we went up there 7 years ago and we measured and photographed the armoured car and we built a replica. What we did is, next to the centre, we cut a road out in the field, and it's about 100 metres long, with bins and twists in it. And then we put up ditches at either side, and when we built it first it was very raw looking with just bare banks, but now Mother Nature's taken
it's
over.
It's all grown up, yeah.
And when you walk through it you think you're kind of back at Bail na Blá, and we have the armoured car replica, and then in front of that we have a replica of Crosley Tender, which was the troop lorry of that period.
Yeah.
And that's more or less the final part of the presentation for visitors, where we go up there and we kind of go through the final moments and again what may or may not have happened.
Not a dry eye in the house?
Well, I've sometimes left people in tears. It doesn't happen that often, but the odd time it has happened.
Well, I really, really wish you luck with it, and thanks very much for taking the time to chat.
Not at all, it's my pleasure.